Short break. Now, most of the time, in 3 minutes, a little history. Today is the fifth day of Tevis. Today is a celebration in the Chabad, considered to be a big nitzachon, a big victory. The Rebbe, the previous Rebbe, it's very dear to him. His sephardim were actually something which was the most treasured possession that he had. Even in the most difficult times, like when he was trying to save his life out of Warsaw, when they were bombarding after the Germans came in, he had a suitcase in which he had the most important of his library in there. Was the Baal Shem Tov Siddur and also the writings of his father. It was so precious to him. So in various times, they wanted to tell the Rebbe to leave, but he would never leave. He says, without the suitcase, he doesn't go. He kept it even in his office. He kept his suitcase that he doesn't go anywhere without taking along those sephardim. That's why he guarded them all the time with him. We know the Rebbe's leadership, learning, and his abilities in all various different ways. But one of the amazing things about the Rebbe is that he was totally subjugated and he was totally devoted to his father-in-law, to the previous Rebbe. The Rebbe is a real chassid, like to his father-in-law. There's nothing more important than to fulfill and do the instructions that his father-in-law told him or led his instructions. And there was a challenge, to the Sforum. What happened was that, very briefly, the previous Rebbe had three daughters. One of them, the youngest one, they died in the Holocaust, the youngest one. And the oldest one, they came over together with the Rebbe, Rebbe Gerari. And then it was the Rebbe. The Rebbe was during the beginning of the war. The Rebbe was in France. And then eventually, in 1942, the Rebbe came also into the United States. As you know, none of the families of... the youngest one who perished didn't have any children. The Rebbe didn't have any children. The oldest one, the Rabbi Gerari, he had one son. His name was Sholem Ber, the Sholem Luber. That was named after the previous Rebbe's father. And, after the passing of the previous Rebbe, so the Rebbe was the second son-in-law. The older one was Rabbi Gerari. And, but it was obvious from the previous Rebbe and from the facts were that Rebbe Gerari was not going to become the next leader of Chabad. And the leadership went over to the Rebbe. And Rabbi Gerari himself, accepted it. And, he was a devoted chassid of the Rebbe, and he followed the Rebbe. But his son, Sholem Ber, or they call him Barry, he didn't accept it. So he basically left Chabad. And he moved over to New Jersey. But he used to come from time to time to visit his mother. I mean, Rabbi Gerari's... and his father and mother, he used to come to 770 to visit them. And at one point, he decided on his own that part of the collection of the Sforim, they're very valuable, the Baal Shem Tov, they're book dealers, they sold them for astronomical amounts of money. And he decided that he's an heir, there's two of them, his mother and the Rebbe's wife, those are the two heirs, and he decided that he's entitled to 50% of its inheritance, but he didn't ask any questions. He just secretly went into the cellar wherever the books were kept stored, and he took away books and he just used to give them away to antique sephardim dealers in Israel, and he would sell them and make a lot of money on them. But eventually, they were caught, red-handed as they were doing it. So anyway, it's going to be a long story, so I just wanted to make that what happened was that, so there was actually a court case, a big court case, and the question was, before the courts, was the two sides were, he argued that the Sefarim that he was taking are not the property of Chabad. They're not Agudas Chabad. They're not the Chabad as an organization. They're personal property of their of his grandfather, and his mother is entitled to 50% of it, and therefore he has a right to it. And Chabad argument was that these are not personal items; these are belong to the organization, and therefore nobody has a right to them, and there's no personal should benefit, and they need to stay as part of the possession of the organization as Chabad, and without anybody selling them or touching them, moving them. And it was a, you know, some of the best lawyers, attorneys, and but anyways, the it was a take it back and forth. And also the depositions where they deposed the Rebbetzin, the Rebbe's wife. And the Rebbe later at one time said that it was her answer basically that convinced the judge to rule in favor of Chabad versus the personal, because the judge asked her, what does she think? Who do books belong to? He asked her directly, he asked the Rebbetzin, who does the book, does it belong to your father? Or does it belong to the Hasidim? Does it belong to the organization? And she answered that my father, together with his book, was the possession of the Hasidim. In other words, that he wasn't like a private person. So if it's even if it's her father's, his father was part of the organization. He was not, you couldn't separate. That was something that swayed the judge. And anyway, so of course the judge ultimately ruled in favor of Chabad. And therefore, this happened on the fifth day of Tevis, and therefore, there's a big celebration in Chabad, because until then, it was still, hasn't been arbitrated. You know, so the private residence that the previous Rebbe lived in 770, the general headquarters, upstairs floors, or the dwelling place where the previous Rebbe lived, the question becomes, was that different than 770? And you know, the Rebbe said that the previous Rebbe never paid any, because he was specifically never paid any private, because this was a part of the organization. You know, he lived there as part of the organization. Anyways, it's a whole long story. You can look it up on online, YouTube, different things. But anyways, in Chabad today is a special festival, a special celebration. What the Rebbe asked that people should buy sperm. If you have Sfarim, then you'll learn in them. So buy books. And I said yesterday, like sometimes, you know, today during the weekday, you know, we have all everybody has electronic devices, so you need to look something up. You have electronic, but Shabbos, you know, Yontif, you know, if you have an urge, if you don't have a sefer, you can't learn. So buy a lot of Sfarim. There's a lot of sales on Sfarim today going on in New York, in different places online. What did you say? I'm sorry? Sorry?
Where is the Sfarim now?
There's a library, and they're kept over there in the library. And there's people that mostly there's are antiques. They're not like, some. Not mostly, I shouldn't say. A lot of these things are just precious items that were passed along. They're heirlooms, they're from the Rebbe's, from various different things that were passed along there. They're sort of restored over there, and they stay within the organization. Anyway, Sam, what the matter? You don't want that one?
Yeah.
Who's the one? No chiyuv. We don't have a chiyuv. You have a chiyuv?
Yeah.
Mark? You want? No. Okay, Sruli.
Yeah.